Thank you for joining us for today's Wattpad podcast. Today we're going to be talking about darkness and YA fiction, and try to look at some of the answers and responses to the questions, do you think books have gotten too dark for younger readers, or are they important to read because they make us talk about difficult issues? This topic has recently come to the forefront due to a Wall Street Journal article entitled Darkness Too Visible by Megan Cox Gurdon, who found that contemporary fiction for teens is rife with explicit abuse, violence, and depravity. It is her belief that books focusing on pathologies help normalize them, and in the case of self-harm may even spread their plausibility and likelihood to young people. She believes they portray a hideously distorted portrayal of what life is. Authors and readers alike have responded with anger and claims of over-exaggeration by the author of this column. For example, industry leader Publishers Weekly posted a rebuttal, "Young adult fiction is not all doom and gloom," that comes from the position of an independent bookstore owner. On Twitter, authors and readers are using social media to counter the Wall Street Journal article, using the hashtag YASaves to promote the values that come with reading about difficult situations and characters that push themselves through hoops to come out stronger on the other side of tragedy. The YASaves hashtag was started by author Maureen Johnson, a prolific author of fiction for young adults, who asked her followers, "Did YA help you? Let the world know. Tell your story with the YASaves tag, and copy at Wall Street Journal for good measure." To date, the hashtag has picked up more than 30,000 comments, according to The Guardian in the UK. In her response, author Martha Brockenbrew argued quite eloquently that YA fiction doesn't have to save. Saving people isn't the sole or highest purpose for story, even if it is a result we should celebrate. We write stories for so many reasons: to entertain, to help people understand the human experience, to convey some notion of truth, to explore a really cool idea, to give someone a chance to live in a different world. For even the youngest readers, good stories are a window into ourselves and others, into ideas, and into experience. Many of the readers who use Wattpad had read the article, turned on to the debate through the Twitter accounts of their favorite authors, and the discussions on Facebook and elsewhere online. These readers, most of them in their 20s, had much to say, ranging from simple dismissals to challenging rebuttals. We thought it would be interesting for this podcast to highlight the consensus of the Wattpad reading community and discuss some of what they had to say. For example, one reader wrote, "When I was young, 11 or 12, I didn't like dark stories. They scared me. While I like them now and do read some, I think there needs to be balance in the market for younger readers. As for helping with difficult issues, I believe if the child is into these stories, the parent needs to be aware of the subject matter and be ready to answer questions. I truly think that these books wouldn't have scared me at that age if someone had talked to me about them." Another reader responds that people can write what they want, and it is up to the reader to choose whether to read it or not. People can say, "Oh, this is bad because of whatever," but it's not bad for everyone. It's a matter of opinion. A third reader responded that in her opinion, for a story to be appealing, the characters need to go through obstacles. "We've got dark books because that's what the reader wants. It's as simple as that." Another responded, "You're all focusing on the fact that these books are dark, but it's not just about that. It's about how people pull themselves out of dark situations, how we deal and how we cope, whether it's through friends, family, or one's own strength. That's why I prefer reading the darker books, because there's always a greater lesson to be learned." "To be honest," says another reader, "I think that the kids who actually read will know what they like to read, and their ability to handle what they read well enough to make informed decisions about whether or not they can handle this material. Books influence people, yes, but not as much as what is physically around them, and peers have much more effect than literature. Instead of discouraging teens from reading, which is the opposite of what should we be doing, no matter how dark the book is, why not spend more time worrying about stuff such as alcohol and substance abuse?" What we found in these comments had in common was the sense that people should not read dark material in isolation. Whether they found balance through talking about issues with friends, librarians, booksellers, or parents, or by reading different genres of stories that dealt with lighter topics, such as beachy reads about summer vacations and boys next door, the overarching reaction was that it was moderation, not banning the material outright, that would help make reading these books all right and actually add value to a younger reader's experience. And I think that's what makes so much of the interaction on Wattpad interesting. The majority of users are between the ages of 16 and 30, and many of them are avid readers of YA literature. We see the stories shared on Wattpad follow wider publishing trends, which means that yes, a lot of dark stories do see a lot of readers. But the reader is never alone. He or she is reading with millions of others, and more often than not, she's able to interact with the readers directly. Creating conversations about novels, whether they are online, mediated through professionals, or face-to-face with friends, and the issues they dig into, is one way readers can deal with unsettling and raw subject matter, and what Megan Cox Gurdon took so much issue with in her article. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the podcast by Wattpad, and we hope to hear and see you next week.